This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to two clubs in Miami to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me, you know, on the air and getting involved in the conversation. And whether you're commenting through Facebook or you're commenting through, what's that other thing we do around here? The chat room. God. The live chat room. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. I want to welcome tonight the, where did it go? It was just here in front of my face. This is why I hate computers so much. I want to welcome KPJC AM 1220 out of Salem, Oregon tonight. I really appreciate that. We're kicking off the night with them, or they're kicking off the night with us right there. So if you're up in the Salem, Oregon area, tune in to AM 1220 KPJC and, hey, enjoy the conversation. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Lots to talk about tonight. I know, you know, everybody wants to talk about the bombings. I've got something to say about the bombings. And you know what? You've already heard this 3,000 times, right? You've already heard about this young man, or young, I don't even know what to call him. This young animal, I guess is the way to put it. And I'll get to this in a little while. I want to get to my piece, but I'll get to this in a little while. You know, he is. He's just, the guy is simply an animal. I don't know any other way to put it. And then we have see, I always do this. I always say, I don't want to hit this right now. I want to hit this afterward, and then I go on to hit it right now. Isn't that so smart? So anyhow, it's amazing to me that everybody was so afraid. You have multiple bombs going off. Right? Same design. Right? Same smell, if you would. And they can't possibly be linked. Right? Have we lost our minds? And this is part of why I'm kind of excited to get to my story. And the reason I'm excited to get to my story, because have we lost our minds? Is this how we're going to do this tonight? You're going to start with me already? No. So what's happened is I started listening to what was going on. And again, you know, I talk a lot about distractions. There's a lot of distractions that go on that pull us away from the real topic, right? We're going to talk later on a little bit about Mr. Obama saying that, you know, if it was a slap in his face, if we didn't vote for Hillary, please slap away. Does he really think that's a deterrent? Did he really seriously think that people are going to go, oh, my God, can't do that? We'll talk a little bit about that later on. Harry Reid is back in the news, although I don't know why. I mean, the guy is pretty much in nothing at this point, right? But I got so fed up and listening to some of his lies, some of the things that were going on. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, man, this is bad. Right? This is really bad. So I started looking at some of the things that Hillary Clinton, you know, we've had people on the show that say that, you know, she's got Parkinson's, that she's got epilepsy, that she's got all these diseases. Which is kind of what makes it so hard to keep people in line, keep people on track. You know, because everybody's an expert, right? Now, let me start off by saying, and I know some of you guys won't agree with me, but so be it. I don't wish disease or death on anyone. I don't care who they are. Right? But for those of you who really don't have a grasp on reality, you know, calling someone out on something doesn't mean you're wishing death or sickness or something upon them. Because I know some of you on the left just think that, you know, if you don't agree with somebody, you hate them, you're a racist, whatever. Hillary Clinton really has signs. She hits every one of the numbers. You know, if there was one of those things like, you know, you could go online and say, I've got this pain in this region with this, with this, with this, this is what pops up. She has all the signs of something, and this is, I didn't make up this word, this is a real clinical term, it's a real medical term. It's called pseudologia fantastica. Seriously, it's a real term. And one of the definitions says, tell me if this doesn't fit her, okay? It's a condition involving compulsive lying by a person with no obvious motivation. The affected person might believe that their lies to be truth and may have to create an elaborate myth to reconcile them with other facts. Sound familiar? Believe a little. Another one reads, someone who often embellishes his or her stories in a way that he or she believes will impress people. It's a pseudologia fantastica is different from a normal liar in that a fantastica believes the lie they are telling to be true, at least in public, and is playing the role. He or she sometimes is seen to have a serious... Now, this scared me. Because they're always talking about Trump's attitude, right? Do we want his finger on the button? Do we want him in front of somebody? Think about this. Here's what this is out of a medical book, and this is what it goes on to say. He or she is sometimes seen as having serious mental problems that need to be rectified, and often actually convince themselves that they're telling the truth, which in turn, in most cases, will allow them to pass a polygraph test. When caught in a lie, a PF, yeah, I can't keep pronouncing that, the PF tend to become hostile. We're trying to disregard fact. I mean, think about that one. We haven't seen that before, right? What difference does it make whether they were out for a walk or don't get me started. All right, right? Oh, no, I got a lot more to do on this. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'm diagnosing Hillary. I'm not guessing. I'm showing you what it says. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. I appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Facebook Live also up and running as well. You can comment there. Look, be part of the conversation, seriously. I don't care whether you hop up in our chat room, which you'll find on the TheRealSide.com. That's TheRealSide.com. And the I just really do appreciate that the time that you guys respond, you know, sending me emails. And again, I know I say this often because I don't want you to feel slighted, because I know it takes time to look this stuff up. When you send me stories, if you put a TRS, big TRS in the top comment line, then I know it's from you. Then I know it's a story and it's not somebody just trying to, you know, sell me, I don't know, whatever they're selling today, gold, silver, aluminum hats, whatever. So anyway, we're talking about Hillary. I just want to get back into this. I'm on a roll with it. You know, you guys know what I'm like. I get rolling with this stuff and I get crazy. So we are so inundated with, you know, today when Hillary comes out and she says, instead of calling this, you know, these attacks. They're attacks. Can we just call them? Everybody say it together. Everybody, can you ready? Attacks. See, that wasn't hard. Didn't even hurt. Anyhow, instead of her calling, what does she do? She attacks Trump because he called it attacks. Well, we don't know enough yet. No, because only a moron with an IQ of 2.5 wouldn't be able to call these things what they are. Okay? I mean, these are terrorist attacks. Now, what I loved about it was mainstream media also went, I got to stop doing this. Let me get back to the story. I'll deal with this other thing later on. I promise I will. I have diagnosed Hillary Clinton. I'm not playing games with you. I'm serious. I went looking. When I do my weekly piece, I honestly do I do some research on it. I went looking at some of these things, and she fits. She exactly fits the mold. The all the guidelines of having what's called pseudologia fantastica, or PF as we're calling it today. I mean, seriously, right down to the definition of the word. Right, it goes on to say when this person is caught in a lie, they tend to become hostile and try to disregard the fact that they lied. They play it off as a joke, and they laugh. Now, how often have you... what do you mean, like, did I clean it with a rag? Right? I mean, seriously, and for some of you, I can't believe watching what's going on Facebook and the emails that you send me, those of you that are on the far left. I mean, my God, you would die for this woman. Now, she would allow you to. She'd throw you under the bus in a heartbeat. But you would die for this. I mean, you guys are nuts. Yeah, that's my diagnosis, yeah. You know, I talked to a guy this weekend, and we're going to have on a show, Buzz Patterson, Lieutenant Colonel Buzz Patterson. And he carried the football for Clinton. And was telling, I mean, some of the stories I heard him tell me on Saturday were just amazing that they haven't been leaked yet. But, you know, like he says, a lot of these guys in the services won't say anything. And he confirmed, he said, oh no, she was sick back then. Hello? Think about that. Now, come on, let me say that, you know, I'm not a shrink, you know, I'm not a shrink, right? Right? I don't play one on the radio or anything like that. But because, you know, if you look at all the evidence here, we were able to look things up on the internet, you know, everybody's an expert. But the only the ones on the left, when they look things up, are they right? And we are always not correct, right? But if you look at all the evidence on the internet, radio, TV, print, Mrs. Clinton must be suffering from this pseudologia fantastica. I'm going to call it PF. You'll have to catch up later. So let's look at some of the issues, right? Let's look just a couple of quick ones here. Starting with what happened recently, right? Mrs. Clinton had a heat stroke. I mean pneumonia. Or was it a flu? I don't even know, because Billy Boy came out and said it was the flu. All right, so first she said she had overheated, right? Commonly known as a heat stroke. That's not hard. After she abruptly left the 9/11 ceremony on Sunday, when she got rehydrated, which miraculously took her a few minutes, if you get my drift, after being at her daughter's apartment for an hour or so, she apparently remembered, you know, her senses started flowing. She remembered that the doctor had diagnosed her with pneumonia, because this is not an important thing, right? Diagnosed her with pneumonia on Friday. And along with pneumonia, when you look up the symptoms and what you need to do, pneumonia says that you have to keep hydrating yourself. You have to continually, plenty of liquids and plenty of rest. So I guess maybe she missed the liquids part, right? Now, what was interesting about this, right? She went to the doctor, or the doctor came to her. Somehow the whole media missed this doctor visit. I mean, they get everything else. The woman goes to Wendy's and orders a hamburger. They could show you pictures of her looking at her BlackBerry while she's ordering a hamburger. But we didn't know a doctor showed up. And diagnosing pneumonia, from what I've read, is a pretty lengthy exam. It requires a heck of a lot more than a visit to a minor clinic or the doctor coming over her house. Now, this doctor's going to be the best doctor on the planet, right? Then Tuesday, Mr. Clinton said that he didn't understand what all the fuss was about. People get the flu every day. So was it heat stroke? Was it pneumonia? Was it the flu? And she stands behind it all. That's a problem. Was it a cover-up or a lie? Remember Mrs. Clinton told a story about how she and Chelsea had to duck sniper fire. Remember that? When they landed in Bosnia for a state-sponsored visit, she told and retold and retold and retold and retold the story. How they had to run from the plane to a safe place in the hangar. They had their heads down. I even think of one story she talks about having a helmet on. She said she needs a helmet, let me tell you what. She remembers it vividly. Well, that was until she didn't remember it vividly, right? Because when the media finally got it, right-wing media finally got on her heart, and they showed the video and the footage of her taking flowers from the little girl. Remember that? She then said she misspoke. Misspoke? How do you... Remember? And Billy even came out a few days after all this, and he said, you know, why is everybody so upset about her not recalling a story properly at a speech she made? It wasn't a speech she made. It was multiple speeches she made. And I don't, you know, any of you out there that served in the military, any of you out there remember or misremembered bullets flying past your head? My dad was in the service. I have uncles that were in the service. They don't remember not remembering when a bullet goes by their head. As one of my uncles said, when that bullet whizzes by your head, you know it. You feel it. And it doesn't even have to touch you. Finish up after that break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be right back. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Youngevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go. Go ahead,
yeah. Welcome back. I want you guys to know something. All right, first of all, you listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. Appreciate the time you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I have had a conversation with you guys in Facebook, in the chat room, in the Facebook, a thread, right? For the whole break. Here's the problem. The mic wasn't on, so you heard nothing of what I said. Don't I feel like a whatever? Anyway, anyhow, always a pleasure. Appreciate that you can laugh along with me because I think this stuff is hilarious. I do not know how to use this stuff. I don't want to know how to use this stuff. Hopefully someday I'll become big enough to where somebody else, well, I don't mean big enough in size, where somebody else can press all the buttons for me and I won't screw it up next time. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Yeah, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, and I've already got nasty emails on this stuff, and I'm going to wait till tomorrow to start reading some of them on my comments about the Mrs. Clinton here. Because, again, I think there's a lot of distractions going. I think some of the new, no, not the bombings in New York. You know that's not what I mean. But there's so many other stupid little distractions that are going on to keep you and I from really honkering down. really honkering down and getting to the, like Mrs. Clinton here. Every little distraction takes us off. I don't know, the track of finding out what's really wrong with her. Now, some of you are saying that this is, what do you call this, the lying here of Mrs. Clinton? Pathological lying. Here's the thing, though. This diagnosis that I have is actually worse than pathological lying. Yeah, they try to tie it together, but it's worse. And for those of you just joining, we're talking about, I have a diagnosis for Hillary. I'm not joking around. I'm serious. It's pseudologia fantastica, but we're calling it PF because my tongue will fall off before the end of the night if I have to keep pronouncing that. And just three of the major ones, right? We have what took place on 9/11, right? She couldn't find the truth there, couldn't tell the truth, and even when she was caught, she couldn't tell the truth. Right? That was number one. Number two was. Remember when she was it Bosnia, where she was ducking and dodging bullets? And by the way, some of you responded in Facebook about that. It sounds like you've served our country in the military. I thank you for your service, and I mean that. Not just for me, it's not a catchphrase. I really, truly mean that. If it wasn't for you guys, my parents, my family would not be in this country today. Okay, so I thank you for your service. All right, so you never forget the sound of that bullet going by your head. There is no way to misconstrue someone throwing a rock at you or propeller wash or, you know, airplane wash, kicking up some rocks and dirt, and a bullet whizzing by your head. Well, apparently she did. She misspoke. After like 19 speeches, she misspoke. And now let's get down to Benghazi. Really, what really counts, right? And I don't want to go through all the details because most of you people listening already know these details. But the reason I read the symptoms or the things to look for somebody who has this is you see that as you get deeper and deeper into what she's talked about, what she's done over the years, she has this disease. And maybe coupled with Parkinson's and epilepsy and all that other stuff. I don't know. I'm not a medical doctor. And I didn't go looking for that. I went and looked. We had somebody on that had a sister who had epilepsy. He's also another talk show host. And he went through the whole thing. And she has every one of those. But this one here, this is dead on. Right? And then this is the one no matter how many times it comes up to hit her in the head, she won't deal with this one, which is Benghazi. Right? The night of the attacks, because of all those emails we have, the night of the attacks, she told her daughter it was a terrorist attack, a planned terrorist attack. She told the Turkish leader, terrorist attack. Many other emails that we got later on, you know, the ones that she turned in after she turned them in that were never actually turned in. Yeah, those. We found out that she was, that she knew what it was, right? But yet to the American public and to the families who lost loved ones, it was a movie producer in California. Okay? Because that fit the narrative. That made everything wonderful. And even, and remember the outrage when she's being questioned, when she's caught in that lie. Right? According to the diagnosis, there is an outrage there. Where she loses it and doubles down on the story, which is what she did in front of Congress. When she finally got irritated, remember, she finally got irritated being questioned. She broke out with that thing. The fact is, we have 4 dead Americans, whether it was because of a protest or because of guys outside for a walk. Yes, because men always go out for a walk with, you know, machine guns and bobs and hand grenades and rocket launchers. It's just what I like to do. That's why it takes me so long to get ready to go out for a walk with my wife. I have to put all that stuff on. She went on to say, what difference? Famous line. What difference at this point does it make? You're right, Mrs. Clinton. 4 Americans are dead, many more because of your inability to tell the truth. God forbid you become president. Will your motto be, what difference does it make? You seem to feel that the end justifies the means. This is what makes me nuts. But the end for you is okay as long as you don't get blamed, as long as you don't take the heat, as long as you don't get in trouble, and as long as your checks will still clear. That's what makes it okay. Now, in an excerpt that I pulled out from an article printed in the American Journal of Psychiatry. So, again, it's not Joe. It's psychiatric professionals. Psychiatrists see lying as pathological when it is so persistent as to be destructive to the liar's life or to those whom he or she lies. The most blatant lying, right? And I'm going to get past pathological lying. The most blatant lying is found in a condition called pseudologia fantastica, in which a person concocts a... You ready for this? If any one of you doesn't believe she has this after I read this, why don't you go listen to... is Al Franken still having a show? I don't know. Anyway. Right? The most blatant lying is found in a condition called pseudologia fantastic, in which a person concocts a stream of fictitious tales about his past, many with a very small kernel of truth, one that could fit between your teeth. And they're all self-aggrandizing. Pathological liars seem utterly sincere about their lies, but if confronted with facts to the contrary, will often just as sincerely reverse their story. The doctor who wrote this said, their stories have a believable consistency, but they just don't seem able to monitor whether they're telling the truth or not. Research suggests this is the most extreme form of lying is associated with, you ready for this? If you guys on the left really just, if you're just pushing back on this because it's coming out of my mouth, go do your own homework. But the most extreme form of lying is associated with a specific neurological pattern, a minor memory deficit combined with impaired in the frontal lobes, which critically evaluate information. Is this what you want El Presidente de United States to be all about? Are any of you feeling safe with this? Does this make any of you feel any better? Now, I'm sure some of you on the left who are going to read my article and they're going to, you know, hop on this, I know what I'm going to hear. That I made it all up. I can't make this up. If you take the time to get off the couch, put the beer down, pick up your laptop, and actually do the research yourself, and don't look for the research that proves to be wrong, look and see where this came from. I always tell you guys, don't listen to what I have to tell you just because I'm saying it. That doesn't make it better. That doesn't make it right. That doesn't even make it real. Mrs. Clinton has a problem. And I'm not talking about all the other ones she has. I'm talking about this one in particular. My diagnosis of Mrs. Clinton is that she has responsibility deficit disorder. That is also a real term. Look it up. Usually you grow out of it as a teenager, or a lot of people do. And it's coupled with the PF, and the actions she's taken as an adult would land all your kids as teenagers in a timeout, now wouldn't it? You'd probably take the car away from them. They'd lose phone privileges. But because this is a Democrat female seeking the presidency, the left defends her as if she's their god at the cost of the American people. We do not count. Do you understand? We do not count. I say God help you to those, but as was witnessed when you tried to remove him from your platform, it wouldn't help you very much, would it? So I say, Hillbama help you. That's right. Hillary Obama, those two godheads, that's who you need. Hey, America, how about we bless God for once? What do you think? We'll be right back.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran will join me in the next hour. I always enjoy having her on with me. She's our, I don't know, I'd say our New England connection, but she would say she's our New Hampshire connection. And always enjoy it when she's on with me, too. We've got, I didn't write it down. So welcome to Arizona. Linda from Chicago, thanks for being with us tonight. And Stella from Australia. My God, do you not get any kind of decent shows down there? I mean, seriously. Oh, God, but I do appreciate you tuning in. I really do. We have listeners all over the world, and I get a kick out of it. I really do, because I don't expect people to tune in for as long as they do. I should, right? I mean, I want the show to grow, so I should, but I really don't expect. Okay, so somebody sent me a link earlier today to Hillary. You know, Hillary Clinton has a new book out. Anybody aware of that? Yeah, it's a. She's laughing. It's a book called Stronger Together. Now, she sure as heck ain't talking about her and Bill, I'm sure. But it's a picture of her and her vice president choice. The book is only $9, $10, right? You'd think this would be a no-brainer for Dems. And, you know, I always have to do this little sidebar thing. I went to a convention a while back, and it was mostly there were mostly Democrats there. And Elvita King was there. And you know who she is. She's a niece of Dr. Martin Luther King. And here's a black woman at a Democrat event. And because she's a Republican, I don't even know if she wants that to get out. But because she's a Republican, nobody was at her booth. There was nobody there. And the book wasn't about how bad it was to be a Democrat. The book she wrote was about her family, growing up in the King family. Growing up with a famous uncle and people like that around her. Right? And they couldn't. I mean, here is an African-American woman who saw all of this happen. They could give her no kudos whatsoever. Right? Anyhow, so I think, based on the sales of the book, I'm sorry, this book of hers, Stronger Together, by Hillary Rodham Clinton, there may be more comments, right, in the commentary on Amazon, than she sold books, I'm almost sure. And I gotta read some of these to you because they're hilarious. One writer writes, let me see, the article. Oh, I bought this thinking it'd be a how-to book. I wanted to see how to set up your own foundation for fun and profit. Also, would like to have seen a chapter on 10 easy steps to setting up your own secure server in a bathroom. I do hear there's going to be a sequel, though, tentatively called The Art of the Shakedown. That should be interesting. Another writer says, first off, I'd like to thank Hillary for printing this all in blue ink, because the color blue helps prevent my seizures. It was a little bit of a long read, being 32,000 pages of yoga routines, but I powered through it. Now, some of you will get the powered through from last week. It's amazing to think that she wrote the entire book on a BlackBerry. Didn't know there was a pop-up book until I got the chapter about her husband, Bill and his Oval Office experiences. You know, we're going to have, I started talking about it earlier, but I mean it. We're going to have Buzz Patterson on with us. He's read a couple of books, and on the Clintons and on Obama. And he was there. He was in the White House. He saw what was going down. So, anyhow. Oh, come on, guys. I think these are hilarious. This is a good one, too. One lady says, I bought this book as an intervention involving my brother, who's an avid Trump supporter. With the anticipation, I opened it. I started reading it. I wanted to imagine how the wisdom leaping from these pages would transform him into a man with common sense. Halfway through, I put it down, chugged my wine. I asked myself, well, if 4 years of seeing Ivanka Trump wouldn't be a nice change, don't you think? Oh, God, that was great. I mean, seriously, she's running for president. I mean, and she's coming out with a book, what, to prove she is or is not the person she says she is or is not? Yeah, that's kind of confusing, right? Well, the Homeland Security came out today with, I wouldn't call it disgusting. Just call it. Now, these are the people. Now, think this through now. These are the people that are going to vet the refugees. And I would imagine if Mrs. Clinton gets in, she wants open borders. So when you have open borders, does that mean you still vet? Do you have to vet? Is it that important? But Homeland Security admitted today that up to 858 immigrants, almost 900, who had pending deportation orders from other countries, or with high rates of immigration fraud, according to an internal Homeland Security audit released on Monday. Homeland Security Department Inspector General found that the immigrants used different... Now, they were shocked. They were just shocked to find that people coming to this country for a better way of life, from these criminal bastions of oppression in these other countries, they were shocked to find that the immigrants used different names, birth dates, and other things to apply for citizenship in the U.S. Citizenship and immigration services and such discrepancies weren't caught because their fingerprints were missing. Now, when this report hit today, today, there were a bunch of Dems out there that said, you ready for this one? The reason, the reason that the fingerprints weren't done and couldn't be found is because of sequestration, because the money wasn't there for Homeland Security. I've got a suggestion. You won't like it, but I got a suggestion. How about you stop taking in refugees? How about you take all the money you're wasting on these refugees? How about you put some of that money, or most of the money, towards our VA, right? To our veterans. What do you think of that? I like that idea myself. And then take the rest of the money, okay, and take what few immigrants that we already have, no, I won't say few, what immigrants that are already here, and we go hunt them down and we find them. And if they've purposely slighted the system, send them back. Boat, airplane, parachute, slingshot, whatever it takes, send them back. There's no reason for this. This is so chaotic. This is exactly what the left loves. They create the craziness. And then they come in and, fix it, right? Do you know what I mean? The Homeland Security Department's General Inspector found that the immigrants used different names and birthdays to apply for citizenship. No, come on! Now, the fingerprints were missing from the government database. They can't find them. Some say they're not even sure they took them. The report does not identify any of the immigrants by name, but the Inspector General, well, of course they can't find anything on them. Now, this is nothing. Right? This is nine. Remember, we did that report a couple of months back that 92% of the people being found in the country that were given orders to show up for a deportation hearing, they don't show up. You can't find. Can you imagine that? Hey, you knock on the door, the guy opens the door, you go, hey, no, relax. We're going to give you this piece of paper. We know you're here illegally. We want you to show up at court in 3 weeks. So we can set up sending you home again, okay? Here you go. Thank you very much. Right. And you know they're going to be there. In 3 weeks, you know they're going to show up for court, right? Sure. And I've got some of this. Don't bite it. You know, I've got some of this gold I want to sell you. Yeah, don't worry about it. I'll hold on to it for you. Just pay me. Anyway, where was I? In an email statement, the Department of Homeland Security said the findings reflect what has long been a problem for immigration officials: old paper-based records containing fingerprint information that can't be searched electronically. DHS says that immigration officials are in the process of uploading those files, and that officials will review them, review every file. Here's the thing: you got all these people that you want to wipe out their debt for college, right? You got all these what could be interns. Have them work some of this off. How's that? Instead of just handing it to them and flushing all that money down the toilet, why don't you have them work some of this off? Show up at these areas to sit down and start scanning the stuff in, putting in the data properly. Right? And DHS officials identified as another 950 people who had been naturalized. You ready for this? If you're driving, please drive straight. Keep your wits about you. Another 900 naturalized despite outstanding deportation orders. You know what that means? That means you're not supposed to be here. You can't be a citizen if you're not supposed to be here. And then they couldn't figure out if these people were even checked in at all. Go figure that one out. How do you give somebody, see, they shouldn't call them naturalized citizens. They should be calling them naturalized voters. Right? Because they're naturally going to vote for the Dems. You know what I'm saying? I got to calm down. I'm going to go relax. We're going to have a break. Kimberly Moran joins me in the next hour, our New England Connection. She's got her finger on the pulse of politics, which is a tough place to have your finger on. I'm Joe Messina. Your host should be back. We'll be back right after the break.